Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, we are flying high.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rick Lepsinger is our guest, our good friend, longtime 9-year member of our Brain Trust, president of On Point Consulting, author of Closing the Execution Gap. That's the new book, right, Rick?
Closing the Execution Gap and Virtual Team Success kind of came out pretty much around the same time.
There you go. And I don't have that one in front of me, so I'm glad you reminded me. OnPointConsulting.com, right?
OnPointConsultingLLC.com.
There you go. Put the LLC in there. Check it out. Yeah. Okay, Rick, we're talking about decision-making, making better decisions. So you gave us some great technical and practical elements in the decision-making discipline, our emotional, our reasoned, the deliberate, the automatic, all that. But that's those. We've been talking about individual decisions up to now.
Right.
How do we incorporate this into our team building and in helping our teams? Because the teams have to make decisions too, don't they?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Matter of fact, most decisions are made in teams, actually. One of the things we know is that teams tend to make better decisions than individuals. Even if you have a group of people who are not necessarily experts in a field, the group process, as a matter of fact, it was just a study done that, what makes teams smarter. And one of the things that makes teams smarter is the composition of the team, and the way in which you engage people. So teams that have more women on them tend to be smarter, to make better decisions. And when you're more involving, inclusive, and pulling people into the decision process and really listening to what they have to say and considering their point of view, even if it seems a little out of step, tends to enhance decision quality overall. And what it's doing, really, is it's getting at it's helping you avoid the automatic response and maybe the emotional response,
right,
and considering data you might not have access to but might be relevant to making the decision. So you're avoiding some of the biases of generalization or anchoring or confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick is you need to consider and really use the information that's available to you as opposed to pushing it off because it's not familiar or doesn't fit your preconceived idea.
Cast a team, if you have the ability, if you have enough people, should you cast a team as a leader? In other words, rather than maybe let the team decide on its own, or maybe they just kind of form on their own, should you cast a team so that you make sure you get that kind of diversity?
Yeah, if you're able to, having a diverse group on the team really is an advantage. There's a challenge, though. One of the challenges is with diversity comes conflict, comes various points of view.
Right.
So the challenge is to be able to turn that conflict into a constructive conversation and not let it be dysfunctional. But in fact, it can be a real catalyst for for high quality decisions and for innovative ideas. But you've really got to be able to manage the dynamic of those different points of view and have the team be able to self-manage as well. So that's critical.
How much should you, if you're the owner of the company, and obviously if you're the CEO, you've got the future of the company in mind, and you're the one, it's your job to and you own the company, and it's your job to decide where the company's going to be, make sure it gets to where you want it needs to be in the next 5 to 10 years. When you're putting a team together to make some of those decisions, how much do you give them, what instructions do you give them to help them come to a conclusion? Maybe not the one that you thought that you expected them to do,
right,
but one that serves the overall direction of the company. How much do you give them and how much do you stay out of it?
Yeah, well, see, I, and there's sort of three approaches to making those kinds of decisions in terms of how much latitude you give the group to make, you know, to make the call.
Yep.
And it's based on decision quality and decision acceptance. So, for example, if you as a leader have all the information you need to make the best decision, and you could be assured that everybody would get on board and be enthusiastic about your choice, you should just tell everybody, this is what we're doing. But if you doubt or think you may not have all the information you need, or you can't guarantee that people will be on board and be able to execute effectively,
right,
you need to involve them a little bit more in a consultative way,
right,
and, you know, get their input, but you still keep the final decision.
The Rick, I gotta wrap it up there.
Okay.
Well done today. This has been one of our best visits. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Rick Lepsinger.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.